Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And we are currently joined by Linda Smiley from the New Zealand Nurses Organisation. We're going to be talking about their nurses' strike. And you're coming to us live from Dunedin, correct?
That's correct, Zach.
Nice, nice.
Good morning.
I assume you're at the hospital?
I am, yes.
Are you? How long have you been on shift today?
I started at 7:30. I'm a clinical nurse specialist in the urology department.
True. So how long are you going to be working there today? Till like 3:30?
Well, my normal finish time would be 4 o'clock, but of course we're striking today.
True.
At 1.
Yes, as you should, because there's a lot going on. There's a lot we need to cover. So first things first, Kai Whakahaere of the New Zealand Nurses Organisation, Kere Nuku, made a pretty big blog post on the Nurses Union website on Monday, recapping how 2024 has been for nurses in Aotearoa. The blog post was titled A Year of Chaos, and there's some key points of the post I want to go over, such as Te Whatu Ora Health New Zealand having a $1 billion fiscal hole and personnel being blamed for forming the bulk of that, Health New Zealand having to implement some pretty nasty measures to save $100 million, and this included banning double shifts and hiring freezes for health personnel, all the while nurses are resigning, moving to Australia, and the workforce is indeed an aging one. With this on the table and more, do you think the government values its nurses?
No, I do not. I don't think the government actually factors in people when it talks about health. It's all about money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's their driving factor.
Mm-hmm. I guess how do we get through to them if it's all about money?
I think people just need to protest as we are doing today,
mm-hmm.
and contact your local MP. I keep on saying to people, contact your local MP. Tell them that you're not happy mm-hmm. about what's happening in health and this in health in general. As well as specifically in the hospitals with the cuts mm-hmm. that are going on there.
Was it better under the previous Labor government?
Actually, though I don't like to make things political, it was.
Mm.
Nurses received pay equity under the Labor government. It was a wee bit of a drawn-out process, but we did get pay equity. They also increased the wages to match Australia, and that stemmed the tide of nurses going to Australia somewhat. They also invested in training, nurse practitioner places, things like that. They invested in staffing, especially at the CCDM program, which the current government is trying to remove, and that shows what staffing is required to provide safe care to our patients.
Mm.
So yes, things were definitely better.
Well, speaking of safe care, through an Official Information Act request, the New Zealand Nurses Organisation revealed information from Health New Zealand Te Whatu Ora that showed more than a quarter of nursing shifts were below target staffing numbers, and that some wards operated below safe staffing levels nearly all of the time. Te Whatu Ora CEO even agreed that 3,000 new nurses are necessary for maintaining patient safety. Does this mean that the government is putting patient lives at risk to further their, I guess, fiscal ideology of austerity?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's quite clear. When you don't have enough nurses, patients suffer harm,
mm-hmm.
and it's not being mobilised, pressure areas, falls, a whole range of issues.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a lot of evidence that shows the more patients the nurses have, the higher the risk that the patient comes to harm.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of evidence shows that.
It seems like a similar relationship between number of students per teacher at a school. If there's if a teacher has to deal with more students, the kids aren't going to get as good an education.
Yes, a very, very good analogy, actually.
Yeah. So I guess with that said, anecdotally, could you speak on the safety for patients at the Dunedin Hospital at the moment? Oh, is Zoom okay? Zoom is having a bit of a glitch, I think. I hate when this happens. Goodness gracious. Oh, are you there?
Yes, I am.
There we go. Okay, cool. Did you hear my question, or did Zoom cut out before it came through?
No, sorry. I didn't hear.
I was going to touch on, I guess, how patient safety levels are at Dunedin. You know, what is the nurse gap looking like at our hospital here in Otipoti?
I'm sorry, I don't have the actual gaps, but we do know that vacancies are not being filled.
Mm-hmm.
So frontline staff are not being replaced, or if they are replaced, there's a significant delay.
Mm-hmm.
Dunedin is actually not too bad. We've had a nursing culture, leadership culture, that has embraced the CCDN program and have recruited to the numbers that it has shown. Generally, other parts of our country has been absolutely woeful, and the staffing gap that is required is huge.
And, you know, speaking on staffing gaps, I mean, what are some of the main drivers that you see leading to the current gap, the current staffing gaps, you know, aside from the government's austerity, I guess?
Well, actually, it's all down to the government, Tom, right?
Okay.
We've seen that half our nursing students that graduated did not get jobs.
Mm.
So there's people out there that can be employed. What this government has done, and Te Whatu'ora has done, has paused hiring to meet the CCDM levels. The other thing that the CCDM does is over the year, it shows you how often the ward is short and how many staff you actually need to provide good cover. And we've been hiring to those numbers up until recently, but last year, no, that was paused.
Mm.
So it is instructions to save money, basically.
So are those nurses who don't get jobs here, they're just going to go to Australia?
Probably
far out. That's such a stark reality, eh? What are some of the complaints and difficulties that you're hearing from nurses on the daily and that you face yourself?
Just not having enough time to do the work that's there, and constantly having to be reactive and not being proactive. So you're reacting to stuff that's happening because there's so much going on that you don't actually get a chance to put things in place to stop things going wrong, if that makes sense.
No, that makes total sense. You don't get an opportunity to plan.
Yes. And that's just due to overwork, to overloading.
Yeah. And that seems like a pretty, I mean, it definitely is true for nurses. I could also think it would be the same for other health personnel at the moment in our health system.
Oh, absolutely. Allied health, physios, dietitians, doctors, all are facing the same restraints on hiring. And, yes, and our backroom staff who are being disestablished. Our booking administrators are the most underappreciated heroes of the health system, because without them, nobody gets an appointment, nobody gets theatre, nobody gets anything, really.
Mm.
But these are the people that are also being disestablished. And that will create chaos in the future.
I mean, I think everyone has an idea or a concept of government or any kind of bureaucracy and any kind of backroom role as being maybe a little bit unnecessary. But I think of all the sectors to be a backroom office administrator or whatever, I think in the health system it's most necessary, because it's such a complex area involving so many people from so many different walks of life, from so many areas. You need a really rigid and organized backroom order for that. So it does seem very stupid. It seems like it might throw a massive bit of chaos into our health system.
Well, there's no back room people sitting twiddling their thumbs. Health is very busy.
Yeah.
And again, the IT cuts that are coming up, I don't know how we'll cope here, because our IT system is bad.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
Yeah.
So we need constant help.
Now, moving on to, I guess, a promise that Luxon made last year during when he was electioneering, he made this promise in April that Kiwi nurses who stay in Aotearoa for 5 years will have up to $22,000 paid off of their loans. In a recent interview, Luxon came out and said that due to other, work needing to be prioritised, that this wasn't in the pipeline anywhere near anywhere in the immediate future. Did you anticipate this response, and how'd the union feel when they heard this update that the student loan policy won't be going ahead for a while?
It's disappointing, but it's just part of the pattern. Christopher Luxon made a number of promises on the campaign trail around health, around nursing, around hospitals, all of which have been broken.
Mm.
And the rationale that they've got other commitments, well, they gave $2.9 billion to landlords and tobacco companies. Mm. So it's about priorities,
mm-hmm.
not about commitments.
Funnily enough, those company, the tax cuts to tobacco and the peddling back on the smoking legislation is going to see more people coming to hospital, which is ridiculous.
Absolutely.
It's all interconnected. It's all disgusting. far out. I want to move on to, I guess, something that's very, very hyper-local. I want to know, how will the hospital cuts for the proposed new hospital here in Dunedin affect our nurses in the city?
The problems with the hospital that we have now is that it's so inefficient, so small, so overcrowded, is that you cannot give good care. And the way that the government is talking, the new hospital, in whatever shape it will be, will not be significantly better, and this is supposed to last us for 50 years. So again, we won't be able to deliver safe care in a poorly designed facility. And again, lots and lots of evidence that shows that poorly designed and inadequate facilities results in patient harm.
Mm-hmm.
So who will get harmed here is the people, mm-hmm. the people of the southern area.
Yeah, it's only a matter of time before something really nasty happens, and I hope it doesn't come to that, but it may. It really, really may, unfortunately. I really want to thank you for your time and coming on the program this morning, Linda, but I do want to know, this is a nationwide strike, and when is it happening for the people in Dunedin? How can they go and support this protest?
But this isn't a nationwide strike.
Oh, it's not. Okay, I'm wrong. Okay.
What we're doing is having rolling strikes in different areas on different days.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Dunedin's turn today. We're striking from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock, and we'll be at the Museum Reserve waving our placards from 1 to 3, and would appreciate any toots from people that are driving past and support.
Fantastic. Hopefully it's not rainy around then. I was doing the weather forecast earlier, and I can't quite remember if it was raining, but it may do. So maybe bring a brolly in case.
I've packed a brolly. Nurses are always prepared, Zach.
they are indeed. All right, thank you so much for coming on the program, Linda. It was great chatting with you.
Thank you very much, Jack, for your time.
Thank you. All right, folks, that was Linda Smiley from the New Zealand Nurses Organisation talking about the upcoming local protest against the current working conditions for nurses. If you'd like to go support that, they are going to be protesting at the Museum Reserve from 1 to 5 today. This next song, I think, is going to symbolise who Christopher Luxon is, in my eyes, at the very least. It is Leonard Cohen with The Butcher. You're listening to The One. Keep it real.
Yeah, now, Siebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.